You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report. This week, we're going to hear from Dan Gibson from Grays and Angus Acres, a farm that produces 100% grass-fed and grass-finished meat.
We'll also hear from Chef Alexandra Guarnicelli from Butter Restaurant in Lower Manhattan. She's a regular at the market, and we found her shopping at one of her favorite spots, Path & Roth's, an exceptional produce farm in upstate New York.
And finally, we're going to meet Ingrid from the Lower East Side Ecology Center. They collect your food scraps and turn it into compost.
Yeah, hi there. I'm Dan Gibson of Grays and Angus Acres out of Ghent, New York. It's the upper part of Columbia County, about a half hour south of Albany between Hudson and Chatham, New York. We are a 100% grass-fed and finished black Angus herd, as well as pasture-raised chickens and eggs. We're very proud of the fact that we're 100% black Angus, because black Angus actually marble naturally better on grass than any other breed. And that's important not just for taste, but also for the health benefits, because the health benefits of grass-fed are largely contained in the fat, not in the meat. So you want to eat this fat. You don't want to eat that grain stuff fat, but you do want to eat the fat from our grass-fed black Angus. Our pasture-raised chickens, now it's December, they're out of season, but from June through the early part of November, we've got the best chickens available, as well as the pastured eggs from our chickens that follow behind our cattle in eggmobiles. For those of you who have read Omnivore's Dilemma, that type of farming is featured by Joel Salatin's Polyface Farm in Virginia. We follow a lot of those practices and try to improve on some of them. One of the questions I get a lot here at the Green Market is about what's the best way to cook a steak, particularly given that I live in the city and I don't have a grill. We think that for grass-fed in particular and for our black Angus, don't try and sear it first. It tends to tighten the meat up. In fact, we prefer that you bake it at 275 for 25 minutes, and then on the 25th minute, take it right from that hot baking dish. Don't dress it first, in the baking dish. Take it right from that to a little bit of hot olive oil and sear both sides for less than a minute. Your steak's actually cooked medium rare when it comes out of the oven, but it's a function then of just getting some caramelization and some color on it.
Yeah, I'm the chef at Butter Restaurant in Manhattan, down by the Public Theater on Lafayette Street, and I buy a ton of produce at the Green Market. The proximity of the restaurant just seems logical, but more than that, I like that there's dirt on the fingers of the people that give me the food, and I like the soil that's on the food and the smell of the potato skins in the oven and the freshness of the vegetables. You know, you cut open these potatoes, these radishes, and they're just, you know, you say, how can there not be a God? Look at this. And so, you know, that kind of freshness, it's not only rewarding for the customers in the restaurant, but it's rewarding emotionally to cook with ingredients like that and to have them right here and to have them be local. And do you know how thin the skin on a fresh potato is? When you go to the supermarket and you pick up a potato and it has like that leather jacket feeling when you hold it, and then you come here and you hold these potatoes, and if you just kind of nudge it with your finger, the skin peels off because it's just so thin, you know? And I come here to Paffenroth, and Alex is like, oh, you got to get these. These were dug up this morning right before we got on the truck. You know, that whole experience adds a whole other layer to ingredients that makes cooking and using these types of things beyond rewarding.
Okay, my name is Ingrid, and I work for the Lower East Side Ecology Center. And we are at the farmers market Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday for a public compost drop-off. So basically anyone can come here and bring their food scraps or organic waste and drop it off at our site. Yeah, we collect the compost in Union Square, and then we load it into the truck, and we get about 2 full truckloads of compost a week from our collection here at Union Square and then our garden collection on 7th Street between B and C. And then we take it down to the underneath the Williamsburg Bridge, actually, is where we process all this food waste. And so we get, we pick up sawdust from various wood shops, primarily one in Dumbo and then another one in New Jersey. And we start out by emptying all this food waste into these large in-vessel composters, and there it gets really hot and sort of cooks itself down to a third in size and starts to rapidly decompose there. And then from there we take it stays in there about 2 weeks, and we empty it into these big windrows, mixing it with sort of partially finished compost. And then from there on, it's sort of this combination of vermicomposting / pile composting. So just sort of natural decomposition aided by millions of worms who are processing the food waste too. And then it stays in those windrows. We're sort of constantly turning it and then moving it around, but essentially it stays there for about 4 months to 5 months before we screen it and then bring it back here as finished compost. And we also mix our finished compost with other sort of components of soil to make a more complete soil structure, a potting soil mix as well. So compost being like the really nutrient-rich food for plants, and then a potting soil is a complete soil structure that you could actually plant your plants in. We are getting a lot of compost. Each one of those bins weighs between 200 and 300 pounds. And so we're filling we'll probably fill 6 today for sure. We've been doing 7 on a Saturday and 5 on Monday and Friday. So we think that this year we'll probably have composted between like 100 and 130 tons of food waste. Our program is really exponentially growing. Like, we're getting almost double what we got last year and then still increasing so much from the years before. So it's really good, and people are definitely tuning in, and it's very clear that this is something people want to do. And I mean, it's tough. People have to freeze their compost and then, you know, figure out a time when they can, you know, stick it in their bag without it sweating compost juice all over their stuff before they get here. Is it going to start leaking on the train once I get to Canal Street? You know, people are bringing it from Queens and Brooklyn too. And I think people, but it's awesome because people are really committed to make the schlep. And yeah. And so then we sell it at the stand. So we sell about a pound of compost and a pound of our potting soil is $1.50, and then a little bit cheaper the more you buy. But, that's the story. And we also sell outdoor composting vessels, and we also sell indoor worm composting condos. And we also give workshops on how to compost and how to, you know, run your own vermicomposting system at home. And this is an option for people who our public drop-off is nice because you can compost without having it in your house. But we also offer that opportunity too, which is cool. www.lesecologycenter.org.
That's a wrap for this episode.
The Retrovoar Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of Retrovoar.com.
Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.